Well, hello and welcome to this English lesson about snacks. Now, as you go through your day, you usually eat two or three meals. But in between those meals, sometimes you're hungry and you need something else to eat. You need something to eat because you can't wait for lunch or you can't wait for dinner. So we call those little times where we eat, we call it snack time, and it's a time where we eat snacks. When I was a little kid, I really liked snack time. I liked it when my mom said, "Hey, it's snack time. Do you want a snack?" And then she would give me something yummy to eat. But don't worry, I will talk about healthy snacks and unhealthy snacks. You can judge whether the snack I'm talking about would be something that would be good for you or if it's something that you probably shouldn't eat. But in this English lesson, I just want to welcome you one more time. Welcome to this English lesson about snacks. I did want to mention that this English lesson does have a study pack. If you visit bobthecanadian.com or follow the link in the description below, you'll find a study pack that contains a crossword puzzle, a word search, a matching exercise, and other worksheets that you can use to practice the words and phrases that are taught in this lesson. So, there are a couple of categories for snacks, and I thought I would put them all on one slide. Generally, we describe snacks as being sweet. Snacks that are made with sugar, things like donuts and cookies and chocolate, those would be sweet snacks. And then we have salty snacks, things like chips, which I think they call crisps in the UK, or pretzels, or even nuts sometimes have salt on them. And then we have healthy snacks. This would be like a banana or an apple or a carrot. Those would be things you eat because you like healthy snacks. And people generally fall into one of these categories. I know myself, I'm definitely someone who likes sweet snacks. Jen is someone who likes salty snacks. Both of us try to eat as many healthy snacks as we can. I usually try to think to myself, okay, I'm hungry, I want a snack. Should I have a cookie or an apple? And then I try to choose the apple, but I'm not always successful. Anyways, in the chat, why don't you let me know what do you like? Sweet, salty, healthy? What's your preferred snack of choice? So, in Canada, and I think this is probably true in the United States as well, the snack I see the most often at school is a granola bar. A granola bar is a bar which is usually sweet. It usually has chocolate chips in it. Sometimes it's coated in chocolate as well. And it's made with oats. It's made with rice, puffed rice. And it's just a really simple, sweet snack. It comes in a box like the one you see in the picture. And they come individually wrapped. If you remember the lesson Brent and I did about food, we talked about how some food comes individually wrapped. We would say that granola bars are a very convenient snack. You can grab and go. You can grab a granola bar and a banana and go to work, and you have a little bit of a lunch, I guess. Two snacks, I guess, makes a lunch. But granola bars are very popular in North America as a snack choice. So we call these suckers, but I guess the correct word would be lollipop. When my kids would go out for Halloween and go trick-or-treating, they would get different treats. And one of the things they would get is they would get suckers. So a sucker is like a candy on the end of a stick. That's how I would describe it. It's definitely sweet. Sometimes it has something in the middle. It might have a different kind of candy in the middle. But usually a sucker or lollipop is a hard candy on a stick that is really easy for kids to eat. And then usually you get different flavors. And it's interesting, we sometimes use colors to describe flavors. Like someone might say, "Oh, I like orange suckers, I like red suckers." So they're using the color because the flavor is really just sweet. They don't actually have real flavors. There's a bit of a fruit flavor to them, but definitely suckers or lollipops, a sweet and fun snack for kids. Adults usually don't eat them. Now, this is a newer snack in the last 10 or 20 years. They've become very popular with people who work out. So, when you eat a granola bar, you get a lot of sugar. And you get some chocolate chips and some oats and some rice puffs or puffed rice. But a protein bar has more protein in it. They usually put, I don't know the different types of protein, but a protein bar is good if you go and lift weights. After you lift weights, people will sometimes eat a protein bar after they've gone to the gym because you need protein to build muscle in your body. So a protein bar would be a very popular snack for someone who exercises a lot. Someone who exercises a lot would probably like eating protein bars as a snack to help their body kind of rebuild and build muscle in their body. A donut is not healthy at all. A donut is fried dough. So it's deep fried dough, which is unhealthy in the first place. And then with a topping, usually chocolate or vanilla or some kind of topping. Now there are donuts that also have things in it, like pieces of apple in an apple fritter. But I would say a donut is very unhealthy, but also very, very yummy. There's a lot of calories in a donut. We call this a chocolate dip donut because after the donut was fried in oil, it was dipped in chocolate in order to get the chocolate icing on top. But I, if you were to ask me, I think I eat donuts about, I was going to say about two a month, but maybe not once a week. I don't have a donut once a week. That would be a lot. I think about every other week or so there's donuts at school and I might have a donut as a snack. Now here we have some of the healthy snacks. So they fall into two categories. Either you're eating fruit or vegetables. I'm going to go back to the fruit. So for me, I like having a banana as a snack. And lately I've been eating an apple in the afternoon as a snack. So I go to work around 10 o'clock. I'm a little bit hungry, but I'm not ready for lunch. And so I'll eat a banana. And then at lunch, I'll eat my lunch. In the afternoon, when I'm hungry, I'll eat an apple. So I do like bananas and apples. In the winter, I do like to eat oranges as well. For some reason, oranges make me feel pretty good in the winter. I think it's the vitamin C that you get from it. So in terms of healthy snack, anything like fruit, any banana, apple, orange, tangerines, nectarines, peaches, all of those would be considered healthy snacks. We also have an unhealthy form of fruit and it's called a fruit roll-up. This is, I don't know if you've seen these, but they dry fruit and sometimes mix it with other ingredients, including sugar. And they make it into a long, it kind of looks like tape and you can unroll it and you can eat it. These are very popular with kids as well. I still see even high school kids eating fruit roll-ups at school. I don't actually like them. I find them quite sticky, like they stick to your teeth. But a fruit roll-up is kind of an unhealthy replacement for actual fruit. If you want fruit, you should eat actual fruit, I think. And then we have dried fruit, of course. Dried fruit like dried apples, we sometimes have dried bananas, dried apricots, dried mangoes. Dried fruit is just fruit that has had the moisture removed and then it lasts for a long time. So fresh fruit goes bad. Dried fruit is it has a long shelf life, we would say. So dried fruit lasts a long time. Again, I'm talking about when food goes rotten. Fresh fruit goes bad. Fresh fruit rots after a week or two, but dried fruit lasts a very, very long time. We have something called a fruit cup. This is fruit, usually in a sweet syrup that's also ready to eat. So if you don't want to keep fresh fruit in your house because it does go bad, you might have fruit cups in your cupboard and they're sized, we would call this like a single serving. It's enough for one person. So sometimes you have like tangerine slices in a fruit cup, or you might have peaches, chopped up peaches in a fruit cup. That would be very popular, or pears as well. But just another way to eat fruit, a very convenient way to eat fruit, but also with added sugar. You might eat vegetables. Probably the two most common vegetable snacks would be baby carrots. On the far side, you'll see a bag of baby carrots. Baby carrots are very tiny carrots, so they're just, they're really handy and easy to eat. Or you might cut celery up into sticks and take celery sticks. When I look around my staff room at lunch, a lot of people eat baby carrots, or they might eat sliced cucumber. That's very popular as a snack. Or celery sticks. All very, very common and popular snacks, healthy snacks. I really like chocolate chip cookies. These are chocolate chip cookies. Cookies for me are any kind of flat, sweet snack, usually having chocolate chips in it. Sometimes they have nuts in it. Sometimes there's two cookies with something in the middle, like an Oreo cookie. But any kind of small, sweet, sweet snack, we usually call a cookie. Sometimes they're crunchy and sometimes they're soft, but they're usually delicious, almost always delicious. We have something in Canada and in North America called a brownie. I'm not sure if this is popular in other parts of the world. A brownie is a mixture of flour and cocoa and sugar and oil, and then it's baked and it makes this really soft and tasty and yummy chocolate square. We usually cut them into squares. I had a lot of brownies when I was a kid. My mom liked to make brownies. They were very, very yummy. So this is a muffin, and I'll talk about cupcakes later. Muffins and cupcakes look very similar. The theory is that muffins are healthier. Muffins usually don't have icing or frosting on top. And muffins sometimes are made with healthy ingredients. This is a chocolate chip muffin. It's not that healthy. But you can have carrot muffins. You can have zucchini muffins. You can have you can have blueberry muffins. So a muffin is kind of a small, almost like a cake, but sort of healthy. Again, this one is not really healthy. I think a blueberry muffin would be healthier than a chocolate chip muffin. But if you go to a cafe or if you go to a coffee shop, you can order donuts, you can order muffins, and they'll probably have a wide selection. When you go to a party, probably a very common snack to see at a party would be cheese and crackers. So cheese is obviously this dairy product on the close side here. And on the far side, you'll see really thin, crunchy, what we call crackers. Crackers are usually a salty snack, and they taste really good with cheese on them. So cheese and crackers are a pretty common thing to see if you go to a party. When we go to a Christmas party, often we will bring a vegetable tray. And we'll bring some cheese and crackers. You know, different people bring different food. We often bring cheese and crackers. Very easy to make and very easy to bring to someone's house. So I think in the UK they call these crisps. We call them chips or potato chips. They are made from thinly sliced potatoes that are then deep fried in really hot oil. We don't make potato chips though. We buy them in bags at the grocery store or from wherever you buy snacks. Like you can buy chips at the gas station. You can buy chips from a vending machine. You can buy chips at the grocery store and they are super yummy. Jen really likes chips. As I mentioned though, I actually like sweet snacks better, but I will eat chips. They're quite yummy. And sometimes people use dip. They might have a dip that they dip the chip in. The dip might be made from yogurt. It might be made from sour cream. It might be made from salad dressing mixed with mayonnaise and sour cream. Like there's all different ways to make dips. Sometimes the dip will have onions or chives in it. I'm not a big fan of dip. I like chips, but I'm not. I don't know. Then when you start dipping them, they get extra unhealthy, I think. We also have tortilla chips and salsa. I think I mentioned this in another lesson. When I was a teenager, A friend of mine had a bag of tortilla chips and had salsa, and I had never had either before. And I love them. We have tortilla chips in our house all the time. So tortilla chips are made from corn, sometimes from wheat, and they are a crispy, salty chip that you can dip into salsa. Salsa is made from tomato and onion and cilantro. It's just a really yummy thing to dip tortilla chips into. I really, really like salsa. Pretzels. So pretzels are another salty snack. They're usually made from flour and water. So you make a dough and then you either bake or fry the pretzel. I think they're usually baked. I'm not a pretzel expert. But one of the things that pretzels do have is you can see the salt on the outside of the pretzel. It usually has really, really big pieces of salt. And a hot pretzel with mustard is quite yummy. That is my preferred way to eat pretzels. So again, another snack that's made from flour and water. But also pretzels have a very unique taste. I do like pretzels, but some people don't like the taste of pretzels. Jerky. So sometimes people will dry and salt meat to preserve it. And this is called jerky. Most of the jerky here is beef jerky. You can buy beef jerky anywhere, literally anywhere. Like you can buy beef jerky at the farmer's market. You can buy beef jerky at the gas station. You can buy beef jerky at the grocery store. You can buy beef jerky from a vending machine. So it's dried strips of usually beef. That's the type of meat they use. And they put a lot of salt on it and they dry it. So some people really like this as a snack. I don't mind it. I find it quite tough, like it's hard to chew. But definitely, if you ever are in the United States or Canada, you can find jerky everywhere. Pudding. So these are pudding cups. Pudding is like a soft, sweet, it's almost creamy. I like chocolate pudding. When you eat it with a spoon. These are similar to the fruit cups. These are single serving chocolate pudding cups. So you take a chocolate pudding cup to work or to school and you peel off the lid, and then inside there's this yummy, in this case, yummy chocolate. It's like almost like a chocolate mousse, like a chocolate cream. Very, very sweet. Very, very tasty. Very, very yummy. And then of course there's popcorn. My favorite thing about popcorn is making it. I don't actually like popcorn that much. I do like caramel corn though, when they put a sweet coating of caramel on the corn. But anyways, there is a certain kind of corn where the kernel, so those are corn kernels on the bottom there, the small, what are actually the corn seeds. The corn kernels, when heated with oil, will pop and then they will look like this, which is popcorn. Popcorn is usually eaten when watching TV or when watching movies. In Canada and in the United States, if you go to the movie theater, it's very common for people to buy a big bag of popcorn when they go to watch the movie. And popcorn is usually a salty snack. But for me, as I said, I like sweet popcorn. I like popcorn that has caramel on it. Very, very, very yummy and very, very tasty. Jen likes popcorn with salt, and most of my kids do too. Oh, and butter. Salt and butter on the popcorn. Candy. Candy is any kind of small, sweet snack or treat. It would probably be considered more of a treat than a snack. A snack is something you eat every day. A treat is something you eat every once in a while. When I was a kid, my grandma always had candies in her purse. When my grandma came to visit, she would give us candies. Candies can be hard or soft, but they are definitely sweet, and there's all different flavors. My favorite kind of candy, or one of my favorite kinds of candy, would be jelly beans. I like jelly beans a lot. Those are fun. Different, all the different flavors. This though would be my favorite snack. Okay, you don't eat chocolate bars every day, but sometimes I have chocolate every day. In Canada, we call these chocolate bars. In other parts of the world, they might be candy bars. And there are things like Snickers bars, Mars bars. What else is there? We have one called Mr. Big. It's kind of a funny name now that I think about it. We have Kit Kat is probably one of the most popular types, or a Hershey bar. But it is, of course, a sweet snack. Sometimes it's just chocolate. Sometimes it's chocolate with caramel, or chocolate with nuts, or chocolate with nuts and caramel. There are a whole bunch of different chocolate bars or candy bars in the world, or it might have a cookie wafer on the inside as well. But definitely, chocolate bars are a very, very popular snack. And then ice cream. So I eat too much ice cream. We always have ice cream at our house. It's in the freezer, of course. Ice cream is a frozen snack. It's made from milk. It's made from milk or cream and sugar. And it's just very, very tasty. There are a lot of different flavors. I like any of the flavors that have chocolate in them. I think mint chocolate chip would be one of my favorites. It's a green mint flavored ice cream with chocolate chips in it. And of course, you can eat ice cream in a bowl, or you can have an ice cream cone. So again, a really sweet snack made from milk and cream and sugar that people do really enjoy. And then sometimes you have toppings. I think I did a whole lesson on toppings once, didn't I? But things you put on top. Sometimes people will have ice cream in a bowl and they'll put chocolate syrup or chocolate sauce on top. They might put chocolate chips on top or some nuts. Cake. So cake is usually, it's a baked sweet product made from flour and eggs and water and chocolate and other flavors. You can have vanilla cake, you can have chocolate cake. And usually cake will have icing or frosting on top. So you'll have the cake, you'll bake the cake in the oven. When the cake has cooled off, you will put a layer of really sweet icing or a frosting on top. And that makes the cake super yummy. Sometimes there's icing in the middle of the cake too. They might cut the cake into layers, and then it's a layer cake, and put icing in the middle. I do like cake, but it's a little bit too sweet for me sometimes, cake. I like birthday cake. It's traditional to have a cake to celebrate someone's birthday, but it's not always something I enjoy. I like ice cream better and cookies and stuff like that. A cupcake is just a small cake for one person. It's exactly the same. There's no difference between a cake and a cupcake except the size. And usually cupcakes are cuter. I do, however, like pie. So pie, this would be considered pastry as well. Pie has a crust and a filling. I like apple pie. Apple pie is my, although there is chocolate pie too. Anyways, I like apple pie. So there is a thin crust on the bottom. So the crust is made from flour and some type of oil and sugar, and then in the middle there's cooked fruit, like cooked apples with sugar or something sweet. But trying to think, there are meat pies as well. I do like those. But as a snack, I do like a piece of pie. Apple pie is good. Apple pie with ice cream is really good. Or lemon meringue pie is good as well. Fudge. So how do I describe fudge? Fudge is a very rich snack. Fudge is made from chocolate, cocoa or chocolate, and usually condensed milk. So milk that has been turned almost into like a milk syrup. But fudge is very rich. When I say rich, I mean like there's a lot of sugar and fat in a piece of fudge. You can't eat more than one or two small pieces of fudge. Like I could eat an entire chocolate bar, but if I was having fudge, I would have one or two pieces. And again, as with a lot of snacks, there's many different flavors. So there's some that have nuts, some that don't, some are vanilla flavored, some are chocolate flavored, but fudge is definitely a fun snack. Usually, you find fudge here in Canada. You don't usually buy fudge at a store. Usually, when you go to a festival or a fair, there will be a booth where someone sells fudge. That's the common place to buy fudge. Very yummy. nuts. So I could have included this as one of the healthy snacks, although most of the nuts that you buy to eat here are roasted and salted, which might make them a little bit less healthy. As I mentioned earlier, I like almonds, but I like raw almonds. You can also have roasted almonds, roasted and salted almonds, or chocolate covered almonds, which I also like a lot. But generally, we have almonds at our house. We have unsalted raw almonds. Those are yummy. I really like those. But a good snack, a lot of protein, and very easy to carry around. Although we do need to be careful because sometimes schools will have, they'll be like, no nuts are allowed because someone at the school might have a nut allergy. So the general term for all of this is snack food. And in fact, if you go to a grocery store, there is a snack food aisle in Canada. But snack food would be the general term for anything you eat as a snack. You know, when I sit down for a snack, I might have a granola bar, I might have a banana, I might have a few nuts, I might have an apple, I might have a couple cookies. We would call all of that snack food. As opposed to foods you eat for a meal. You know, you have breakfast food and lunch food and supper food. This is food you eat as a snack. And I think the picture has most of them in it. Crackers, pretzel sticks, candies, chips, popcorn. Is there popcorn at the front there? It's kind of hard to see, actually. I think that's popcorn. Yeah, it looks like it. Some crackers. The chocolate at the very back. You see the chocolate covered nuts at the very back? That looks the most appetizing to me. Again, you can buy it at the snack food aisle in the grocery store. You might just call it the snack aisle. Like, where are the snacks? And then they'll say, oh, they're down there. And you'll see bags of chips and cookies and all that kind of stuff. Usually there's the snack food aisle has chips, candies. Sometimes the cookies are in a different aisle, but it definitely will also have pop or soda in the snack food aisle in our store. And then, of course, if you're at, maybe you're at an arena or maybe you're at some sort of event, there will probably be vending machines somewhere that sell snacks as well. So always nice to, if you have a little bit of extra money on you, or you can just use your watch or phone or bank card, you can go to a vending machine and get a little snack. And I think almost everything I mentioned would be in there as long as it doesn't need to be frozen. Like a vending machine would have chips, it would have little cookies in packages, it would have, it wouldn't have fudge, it might have, might even have beef jerky in it for sure, nuts, those kinds of things. Hi, Bob the Canadian here. Thank you for listening to this English podcast lesson. If you would like to support me in the work that I do as an online English teacher, please visit patreon.com/BobTheCanadian.